Welcome back to the Jerry Bader Program. I'm Seth Mila, sitting in for Jerry. The phone number is 888-455-1360. Hey, if you like, check me out on Facebook.
Check me out.
The Facebook page is Seth Mila, WSAU. That's the official Facebook page of the morning show that we attempt to do over here in the Warsaw area, or as my friends back home call it, Warsaw. It is Seth Mila, WSAU, and that's on Facebook. Go on there, click the like button, roam around, take a look, you know, sniff the place out. I spray it down with Febreze on a regular basis, so it should be fresh and enjoyable for you. All right, so if I were to say the term micro apartment, what would you think? Micro apartment. This is the new trend in New York City. As you know, housing costs in the city, astronomical. A normal-sized apartment, $2,500, $3,500 a month for what you and I would consider to be barely enough room to live in. Some of the apartments can barely be called an apartment. It's basically a room where everything is in it. Those are still outrageously expensive. So there has been a trend. Even Mayor Michael Bloomberg, we all know how much I love him. Michael Bloomberg has championed what's called the micro apartment. There is a whole building going up that is going to be pretty much nothing but these micro units. East 27th Street. It's going to be known as the My Micro Tower. My Micro New York is what the tower is going to be referred to. And it's going to be all of these apartments. Are you ready for this? 250 square feet to a maximum of 370 square feet. 250 square feet. And we're not talking a room where you have a bathroom down the hall. No. This is a self-contained apartment. Bedroom, kitchen, bath, some type of area where you can, I don't know, change your socks. I don't know. 250 square feet to a maximum of 370 square feet. Now, I saw I saw the blueprint layout for these. And you know, I'll be honest with you, depending on what the view is from, you know, the window, I could do that. Now, if I were a single individual and I, you know, had a gig where I wasn't spending much time at home, you know, the home was basically a place where I get a good night's sleep, get cleaned up, get dressed, and boom, I'm out the next day. Okay, yeah. But If you're going to try and raise a family, no. There's no way you're going to raise a family. There's no way that look, even if it's you and your wife, you and your husband, you better be really, really good on good terms because you got no privacy in this place. It is that small. Well, this is what they were intending, that for the young professionals, their 20s, their 30s, that are either single or married, and that they don't have a family, that these are great places. Well, there is a little bit of a downside. Local mental health area is saying, hey, listen, remember, this is a tower going up. It's not like one or two of them are being built. There's an entire tower being built. They say that individuals who are in there can end up having some real issues. According to Mr. Kopek, Dak Kopek, Director for Design of Human Health at Boston Architectural College, he says these can be very unhealthy. He says the space-saving trend of tiny apartments can lead to increased claustrophobia, domestic abuse, and alcoholism. He says, I've studied children in crowded apartments and low-income housing a lot. Susan Siegert, Director of Housing Environments Research Group, also chimes in and says, these tiny apartments can end up becoming, the people that live can become withdrawn and have trouble studying and concentrating, students, children, and so forth. They say that this apartment could end up causing more mental issues and more frustration than helping. That's exactly what New York needs. more frustrated, angry, mentally disturbed individuals roaming the streets. That's exactly what New York needs. You know what it comes down to? Common sense. You got a wife, a dog, a kid. You want to move into an apartment that's 370 square feet? That's it, total? No. No. Stay out of the city. Move to the suburbs. If it's just you and you're really thin, yeah, go ahead. What the heck? WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News is my show. WSAU, Seth Mila, WSAU is the Facebook page if you want to check it out. When we come back, let's talk about Iran. Let's talk a little bit about North Korea. And let's talk about Cuba and why we should behave a little differently toward them than we are. I'm Seth Mila, sitting in for Jerry Bader, 888-455-1360. We'll be right back.
On Christmas Day, I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day in the morning.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybadershow.com.